Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. In this segment, we learn about one of the great American poets coming to the Brainerd area this week.
I think it's kind of a loud world right now, with a lot of different ways to be entertained. And poetry will never betray you or let you down. I look to poetry, and I look to poets themselves as people that I trust, artists that I trust to know the score, to have the answers. As many ways as our humanity can manifest itself in the world, there's poets and there's verse that reflect those projections.
Jeff Johnson started the Verse Like Water program at the Central Lakes College in Brainerd 5 years ago. Verse Like Water has brought some of the biggest names in American literature to the Brainerd Lakes area in that time. Poet laureates, National Book Award recipients, Pulitzer Prize winners, they've all found their way to the stage at the Chalberg Theater on the CLC campus and occasionally to an area high school, giving audience members a once-in-a-lifetime experience. This Wednesday, Los Angeles, California poet laureate Luis J. Rodriguez will present at both the Long Prairie Gray Eagle High School and the Chalberg Theater at the Central Lakes campus. Jeff, what can people expect from Luis J. Rodriguez? What's his story, and how does that influence his writing?
Luis Rodriguez, like all my writers, produces American literature, but in some senses, as I've been thinking about his life, he kind of is American literature. Luis was born in 1954 in Texas, has a life story that got pretty rough for a while. His family moved to Los Angeles, California. He was in a gang by the time he was 11. As he reports widely, he never killed anyone, but during his early misspent youth, he had caused so much mayhem and shot and stabbed so many people that the Los Angeles Police Department threw him for a while on the same cell area as Charlie Manson was. And he had issues with crime, with being in a gang. He was addicted to heroin, but he was different in that even when he was at his worst, running in those streets, he was always going every single day to the Los Angeles Public Library and reading endlessly. And somewhere along the line, he just decided that he was going to pull himself out of that slush-filled gutter and become a great American writer. He became a Chicano activist, had a number of jobs, but across the last 30 years, he has just done extraordinary things. He's written 15 books. He has started up a number of nonprofits, including Chicago's Guild Complex, which is one of the biggest literary arts organizations in the country. There appears to be no place that he won't go. He does readings and workshops and appears in schools, migrant camps, prisons. He just goes everywhere, casinos, conferences. And he is a frontline person, as Bruce Springsteen describes on the Barclay page, as one of those people out there just sort of staring down the disenfranchised, the poor. And this is not nature poetry. I mean, this is an urban poet who is every day of his life talking about his love for Los Angeles. And these poems are, some of them are pretty rough. The language is pretty frank, but I won't call them difficult. The poems are more heard than read. There's a strange mingling of anger and love in them. Love from Luis for these people of Los Angeles in these barrios and these rough neighborhoods and ghettos. There's an anger in him in that he is a political activist. The last 30 years have really been about him as an activist and as a writer and as a speaker and a teacher, allowing himself to be upset about the difference and the distance between the way the world is and how he really wishes it could be. And that seems to be his purpose in the world. At the same time, he has a great love for all of us, and that love transcends whoever and whatever we are in terms of race, gender, political tilt. Yeah. And I'm completely excited to be bringing him to the Brainerd Lakes region. We're bringing him not only to Central Lakes, but earlier that day, we'll be starting out at Long Prairie Gray Eagle High School. He'll be advocating for imaginative literature, for language, for reading and writing, and literacy in general, as ways that you can live in the world and move forward and have a better life.
It's what allowed him to move forward out of quite an experience, his life experience. And it was the written word that drew him to a better existence, it seems.
But it wasn't entirely clear sailing. I mean, He eventually becomes a family man. He's right now a father, grandfather, great-grandfather. But right about the moment where he thought gang life was behind him, his son joined a gang, and he had a brand new struggle on his hand. And he wrote an entire autobiography to inspire his son to do the same thing, to enact the same life pattern where you're headed south, and all of a sudden you just decide, you know what, I'm not going to live that life. That's not the truth I want. And his son is fine now, but he's had some bumps in his road. So,
as most of us do, maybe not to that extreme, but we all suffer through these valleys on the roller coaster of life. Wow, what an inspiration.
I'm so excited to be hosting him and to bringing him. And hanging out with them, that's part of the fun too.
We're lucky to have someone like you who's bringing these people to our region.
It's not about me. I'm just the dreamer of having first-class literary events in the Brainerd Lakes region for everyone. That's the story. I'm just the chauffeur.
So you're at Long Prairie Gray Eagle High School in the morning at 8:45.
At 8:45, that'll be about a 45-minute event, and that is all Versatile Like Water events are free and open to the public. So we're hoping anyone in that region who wants to hear a great poetry reading that morning will come out. And then we'll be at the Chalberg March 29th, the CLC Chalberg Theater at noon for his poetry reading. Numerous high schools have come too. Pequot has come, Pine River has come, Sauk Center has sent buses twice, and Nevis has come a couple times. So it's an opportunity for my college, but most importantly for the community. And for area high schools who can just get on a bus and show up, and there's the U.S. Poet of Los Angeles right in front of them, reading and available afterwards to sign books, and they can shake his hand and look him in the eye and meet a great American writer up front and in a personal way. And I just encourage all your listeners to consider coming, making a little time in their life for poetry.
Jeff Johnson teaches English at Central Lakes College in Brainerd, Minnesota. The Verse Like Water program he created provides opportunities to experience world-class American poets. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.
Call us if you need more information on the event going on in Brainerd at Central Lakes College, Area Voices made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.